Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, today's live cattle and feeder cattle futures had a pretty weak close at the very end of the day. The April live cattle were down $1.65 at $142.45. There were 7 deliveries yesterday, so that was the first deliveries and pretty deep into the first notice day time frame. So that happened yesterday. The oldest date is still January 6th, which was the same before the deliveries. But I think the deliveries themselves kind of spooked some of the longs here, and that's why we were down so hard on the April lives. Junes were down $1.47 to $138.42. The August down $1.20 at $140.37. April feeder cattle down 50 cents at $157.95. The May's down 97 at $163.87. But August feeders higher. They were 45 higher at $176.90. The September's up 30 at $179.57. So early in the week, the May rallied on the August, but here to finish the week, we were lower compared to the August. We have an on-feed report after the close today. The estimate on-feed as of April 1st is about 100.4%. Placements between 92 and 93%, and then marketing number about 98%. So that report's after the close today, and might dictate what we do next week. But that placement number is lower than what it has been.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Now, today's grain futures were mixed. We had beans under significant pressure, anywhere from 32 to 28 lower. The May's down 32 and a quarter at 17.16. The November beans down 26 and a half at 15.05. So they had a pretty bad day, but a pretty good week. I guess we were about where we opened the week at. We're still above the moving average, but we were down hard here to finish on this Friday. The corn also lower, 6 lower in May. December 14 and a quarter lower. December was the weakest month at 7.24 and a half. But they've been rallying all of this year. They rallied about $2 off their lows. So significant rally there. And then the wheats, July, Kansas City is going to settle at 11.49 and a half, up 6 cents. The Chicago wheat was actually lower. It was 1 to 5 lower. The Minneapolis wheat up 5. Today's cotton futures had December at 119.16, down 102. And then we had a stock market today selling off hard. The Dow Jones is down about 770 currently. The S&P is down just over 100 points. Crude oil down about $2 per barrel, and also natural gas today. Natural gas is under significant pressure, down about 20 to 40 cents, depending on the month. But energy market taking it hard here to finish the week.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.